Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crimes of Memory by L.J. Sellers, performed by Patrick Lawler. Chapter 1. Tuesday, March 12, 8:22 p.m. Jerry came too quickly, but before he could mumble an apology, he heard a thump downstairs in the factory. He pushed himself off his scowling mistress, leaped from the couch, and grabbed his pants.
"What's your hurry?"
Candy complained.
"Jesus, Jerry, I don't know why I bother with you."
"I heard a noise. Someone's in the building."
He yanked up his pants, not bothering with his boxers, which he couldn't locate. Jerry regretted getting naked from the waist down. They usually just went at it on the desk, him with his pants around his ankles and her with her skirt pushed up. Shuffling sounds, like someone moving quickly and quietly, raised the hair on the back of his neck. They weren't the heavy footsteps of the plant foreman coming back to check the day's production. Someone sneaky was in the building.
"Get your clothes on and get out of here," he snapped at Candy, who'd sat up on the couch and now looked concerned.
"You think it's Ricardo?"
She was married to the foreman and had reason to worry.
"I don't know. Just go."
Jerry dropped to the couch and pulled on his shoes. His socks never came off unless he was in the shower. Listening hard, he tried to determine where the intruder was. In the break room? Maybe hoping to steal iPods or drugs from the employee lockers? It didn't sound like that corner of the building, but what else made sense? The factory filled plastic bottles with local spring water using standard production equipment. Why would someone come in here? A protester, Jerry realized. That was why the owner had recently asked him to work an overnight watch shift. Mr. Rockman was worried about the environmentalists, even though they hadn't been out front recently. Something must have happened to make the owner nervous. Jerry crossed the small upstairs office and peered through the glass at the factory floor below. With the overhead halide lights off, the production area was illuminated only by small wall lights that cast weird shadows on the machinery. He scanned the floor but didn't see anything. When he turned back, Candy had her skirt and heels on and was reaching for her pink leather jacket.
"How do I get past Ricardo if he's coming up here?"
Jerry had to think.
"Stay under the stairs until it's clear."
Would she be safe? Would their affair get him fired?
"I don't think it's Ricardo."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?